Liberty stared at the huge man in front of her and watched as his eyes slowly turned an emerald green. Dressed in a long-sleeved black t-shirt, baggy jeans, and boots, he was built like a mountain. Was this one of the six saviors?
Are you... you're...
She couldn't finish the sentence, and apparently the circumstances had his tongue tied as well. So she tried again.
Sir, please, are you one of the six saviors?
He had to be. She knew for a fact that he wasn't human because a human's eyes didn't glow with such fervor, and she recognized the emerald green color as that of the sixth savior known as Jovan. Could she possibly be in the company of a savior? One of the most highly regarded and dignified males of her species? One who was supposed to have traveled to the afterlife? Her thoughts fled back to her place of employment. Why hadn't she known him to be different from the other males? And what about the other males he had shared a booth with? Were they human or the SR-44 warriors known as the Six Saviors? Her head spun as she stared up at the male before her, one who had been mourned on SR-44, but who seemed to be very much among the living. "Yes," he said quietly, coming toward her. "I am. My name is Jovan. What are you doing here? How long have you been here? Why are you here? Are there others?" His voice was kind, his face perplexed. His human form was very becoming of him, with his blonde hair that hung to his shoulders in slight messy waves. His smooth, tan skin held a day or two worth of blonde stubble, and his lower lip was a bit fuller than his upper. A small scar next to his eyebrow gleamed white in the darkness settling about them. As he stood before her, she felt as though she were looking up to the heavens. He towered over her so tall and broad. She had read the history chronicles on each of the saviors. They were supposed to be gone a short time, but they disappeared for more than 200 years. The people of their planet had mourned their disappearance and assumed the warriors had traveled to the world beyond physical existence. Recalling the chronicles, Jovan had been the son of royalty, as was another warrior named Noah. The six saviors were decent males. The chronicles had stated how they were males of integrity, honesty, and honor. Unless the chronicles had been wrong, or this particular savior, Jovan, had dramatically changed over the centuries, Liberty believed she was safe with him. Goodness! She hadn't felt security since arriving on Earth, and the fear and uncertainty had been consuming her. She was exhausted.
"That is quite a few questions, sir," she murmured,
and frankly, being out after dark had her so nervous her stomach was in knots. Just then, she heard footsteps in the mouth of the alley, and she shut her eyes so whoever it was wouldn't see the soft pink glow. Jovan took her arm and moved her back against a building, and she stumbled as he pulled her down behind a dumpster. "Quiet," he whispered, and they sat in silence until the footsteps retreated. "We need to get out of here and find somewhere to hang for the night," he said, looking down at her. She sighed. Truly, she was having such a hard time with the English language, although she had reviewed it extensively on the trip. Even though she had studied the old English language, the inhabitants now, and it seemed the warriors, spoke some type of variation that she didn't fully understand. For instance, what exactly did it mean to hang somewhere? She had visions of bats in a cave, but had a feeling that wasn't what this savior had in mind. "And then I need to know what the hell is going on, why you're here, who you are, and if there are others. Understand?" Liberty nodded. A little thread of uncertainty about going anywhere with a warrior niggled at her, but then again, what choice did she have? She was barely surviving on her own, and she again remembered the positive things that had been written about the saviors in the history chronicles. Besides, the warrior Jovan had been very kind to her while she served him in the bar, which was more than she could say for a lot of the males she came in contact with during her working hours. She remembered the large tip he had given her as well as the two human men he saved her from.